Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW today. But actually, today it's been transmitted by Skype. I'm actually in Olympia, Washington, at the wonderful UFO Fest. And the purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I wanted to ask everyone to please pray for Emily, a friend of mine here in Seattle. I know that your beautiful love, light, and positive energy will really help her. Denise Bartlett is one of the sponsors of this program, and she's a wonderful person who offers hotter water healing and life coaching sessions in the Portland, Oregon area. She creates customized water healing products with structured water, and she also has water workshops, and her website is www.highhotto.com. She's a certified hotto instructor, and I urge you to contact her if you'd like to try some of her wonderful hotto water products. Her email is Denise, D as in David, E-N-I-S-E, period Barrett, B as in boy, A-R-R-E-T-T, at highhotto.com, or she can be reached at area code 425-306-6316. Now we're going back to my sweetheart, Michiko Hayashi, with the Emoto Peace Project. And, Michi, you were talking earlier about how hotto works and how correcting the vibration can really help people with almost any physical or spiritual condition. Tell us a little bit more about that, please.
Okay, thank you. Well, everything, what really creates problems is that our negative thoughts. And it's science that we are thinking like 50,000 to 70,000 times a day. And out of these almost 70,000 times, the negative thoughts are about 80% in average. Hmm. And they are causing the problems. Hmm. And when we learn to think positive and happy and loving and joy and honest, truthfully, that will be changing from 80% negative to 80% positive. Mm-hmm. When my vibration changes, which is my thoughts, right, feelings, emotions, if I change and if each eye changes, then everybody will be healthy and happier, so the world will be healthier and happier without diseases, loving to each other, compassionate, respecting each other, and just helping in service for everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's beautiful. Listen, I want you to, could you share some more success stories with hotto, because I know people are interested in it.
Oh, with hotto? Mm-hmm. Okay, there's so many things. Like I have this machine, and this machine will help. Like the small family use machine has 30 menus, and you can just select one of them. Like sometimes there's a menu called money, financial abundance. Okay. If you think that you are lacking financial abundance, the reason why that happens is within you, and this machine will detect why that happens and then releases all the blockage, and the money will start coming into you. And that machine allows you to make your own water, hotto water, so that for the purpose of money abundance. Hmm. So you keep drinking that water every day, then it will start happening to you. So that's one of the things. Also, like there's a menu called allergy.
Okay.
When some people are allergic to, for example, pollen, then we select this menu and detect the reason why you have this problem and make your own water. A lot of times people just, they're allergy stops.
Wow. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's better than drugs.
I know. Yeah. Just water.
Just water.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's information. The water with the information, your own vibrational, and your own personalized structured water. So
There's another topic I want to get into now. We've got some time to discuss it.
Okay.
Because the name of my show, of course, Out of This World, so we get to topics other, that are way out there. But Dr. Moto used to say that God's water or water is God.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought about that a lot. And it's fascinating, really, because water is in all of us, isn't it?
You're right. Yeah.
And you say, or Dr. Moto used to say when he was alive, that we are, all of our bodies are, what, 70% water, planet Earth?
Yeah, approximately.
And so water is a reflection of our consciousness, and also because we all have the God spark within us.
Mm-hmm.
So water is a conduit for carrying that message
of
God.
Exactly.
Right. So
water is God's messenger.
Okay, so really when his famous book that was published about 10 years ago or so called Messages from Water, you could say messages from God.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
That. Okay.
That's what God is trying to tell us, teach us. So that's a message from God. I'm happy to say that, yes. Well, or creator.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm, interesting. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting.
I think Dr. Emoto might have wanted to name it Message from God, but at that time, I mean, people would say, well, this is occult or it's
or
not. Yeah,
based.
Religious.
And it's not.
And we didn't want to make it. Sure. He didn't want to make it that way.
Interesting.
But it's really, water is really so sacred in all, when we think about it, mm-hmm. in all religions, water is used to purify our negativity before we go to God or to shrine, temples, church, baptize.
Let me ask you this. I've always been interested in clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Moto did this research showing that negative and positive emotions carry these beautiful water crystals, or ugly water crystals if you think of negative things.
Mm-hmm.
How do our emotions and our thoughts affect cloud patterns? Because clouds are water too.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think? I don't know if you've ever thought about that.
Yeah, you have asked me a couple,
really
of times before.
Yeah.
I think it really affects that's our collective consciousness. Collective consciousness is affecting the clouds, the forms of clouds and rain and everything, and as well as Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Our collective consciousness is affecting everything on Earth. So clouds, of course, because it's water. Everything is water. Even though in the desert, when I gave my presentation, someone asked me, what about desert? It doesn't have any water.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have water there.
It does have water.
Even though we cannot see it,
right.
It's not zero water. It cannot be zero water.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So it creates – I have made heart mark, heart-shaped clouds before.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can still make them. And then when I think today I can make heart clouds, then it happens.
I remember stories during World War II, World War I, when there was a battle, for example, in Europe in World War I,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people got killed, unfortunately. Right after the battle, there would be a heavy rainstorm, and it was almost like Gaia or Mother Earth was cleaning out the negativity from that battle. Did Dr. Moto ever talk about that?
No, I don't think – I can't remember that, but the only thing I remember is that ancient times – there was no rain.
Mm-hmm.
There did not need any rain because this earth was so pure, so clean, vibration was so high, living entities were so pure, no negativity. So at that time, it did not, the pure energy, pure air, no contamination, no pollution energetically, and no negative substances in the air either. So we didn't have any water, rain coming down. But nowadays we do. Why? Because of our negative thoughts and contaminations in the air. It has to go up and then raindrops to to clean the air.
The story, I think you heard that from, were they talking about the Atlantean times?
I don't know
okay.
when.
Okay, all right. Okay.
It could be at Atlantean times. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, because the Atlantean time, the Atlanteans at one time had a paradise here on Earth.
Mm.
And then they started choosing the dark side
mm-hmm.
and eventually ended up destroying themselves because of those poor choices.
Well.
So it's an interesting story.
So now we want to choose the happy, beautiful, you know, choice.
It's a planet of free will, and mm-hmm. we can choose either to make it a beautiful place or we can make it an ugly place. That's
just
really
each single person's choice.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
There are 70 billion people living on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And if each one person chooses that positive choice, loving choice, then the earth changes instantaneously.
Well, didn't Dr. Moto say that it's like bacteria where typical bacteria is 80% neutral, 10% negative, and 10% positive.
Exactly.
So if you want to change the planet, you simply alter 1% of either the neutrals, which are 80%,
mm-hmm.
or 1% of the negatives, which are 10%, and you can shift the whole thing.
Exactly.
And I think that's already happened. I think that's happened in September in 2016 when the vibrations of the planet started going higher.
It's happening. It's the process, I think.
Yeah.
And we still have to choose. Everybody still has to choose to make it happen.
Right.
But it's happening.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. it is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to the day when the planet finally is shifted into the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, finally into the fifth dimension. And I think if President Kennedy hadn't been assassinated back in 1963, that we'd already be there now.
Right.
Yeah, we would already be there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd already
but
be
we are
there now.
Working on it now.
Yeah.
Everybody, there are more and more people who are more spiritual, who are more service for others.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I see more and more people, and which makes me feel really happy that's happening. Everybody has been just being awakening and trying to change the world for a better place.
Right.
It's not
right.
just us, but so many other
so
people.
Many other people.
And that's collectively that will affect the whole earth.
Whole earth. Mitchie, we've got a few minutes left
mm-hmm.
Before my next guest, about 5 minutes. And I wanted to please tell people your website, your email addresses, how they can talk to you, how they can contact you, and how they can help you with the Moto Peace Project.
Oh, thank you.
Spreading the word of Dr. Moto.
Thank you so much. My website is www.emoto.peaceproject.net.
Okay.
emotopeaceproject.net.
That's easy to remember.
Okay. And my email address is Hayashi, Hayashi, at Hado, Hado.com. Hayashi, Hayashi, at Hado, Hado.com.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And how people can help me is by ordering these children's books, mm-hmm. and we're asking for $5 per one book as a donation, or they can simply send a donation for our Emoto Peace Project. And in that case, you can please send me an email, or you can come to my website, www.emotopeaceproject.net. So there's a donation place.
Well, they're beautiful little books,
yeah.
and they're good for adults too, not only children, but they're aimed at children.
And I have many, many children's books here in the United States. So I would be really happy to share those books with children, and I'm happy if there's anyone who can arrange for me to go visit children. I would love to teach children to, and also adults in Canada, even in Canada, in Mexico, anywhere around the world. I would be happy to come visit you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left, and mm-hmm. Mitchie, I want you to wrap up your beautiful interview today.
Well, thank you so much, Ted, for having me again. And what I would like to say is, I will be at this beautiful conference, fun conference called Earth UFO Fest in Olympia, Washington, today, within probably about 30 minutes, and tomorrow, between 12 and 2 tomorrow. and Sunday in the morning between 9 and probably about 11 until noon. So please come visit me. I have many beautiful water crystal products and children's books, of course, and I will be giving the readings, just a short readings at that time with donations for from everyone. And so please come and visit me. And when you forget and when you become negative, I know that we are human beings. Sometimes we, of course, we all, there are times that we get angry or frustrated or be fear. It's okay. But right after that, let's switch our thoughts and feelings and be positive. Try to bring happiness into your life. Say, I am happy. My life is beautiful. I love myself. I love you to yourself. And thank you to your life. Then that will be coming to you. God does not betray you. The universe knows about you. The water is the mirror of your mind. You cannot deceive it. So don't worry. Be positive. Be honest. Be truthful. Be loving. Be respectful. Be humble.
Don't worry. Be happy, as the song used to say.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Be
good.
Happy.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you so
good.
Much.
Well, I'm so glad you could come on today, Michi. And for those of you who'd like to meet her, she'll be at this UFO Fest all weekend tomorrow at noon, from noon to 2. And then starting in a few minutes, probably till about 5 or 6 here at the festival. It's at the Thurston County Fairgrounds. You take exit 111 or 114 off of Interstate 5. And we hope to see you there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, great, great.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, great, wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much again, Michi, for coming on today.
Thank you.
And now, Eric, if we could get on Scott Mowry, would be wonderful. And in the meantime, I also will be at the UFO Fest this weekend, starting in about an hour. I'll be there through tomorrow on Saturday and Sunday, and I'll be giving readings. And, of course, I have many copies of my book called Messages from the Masters. It's messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, and others on our bright, beautiful future. And if you'd like a copy of the book, or if you'd like a reading, please come on by. I'd love to meet you. I have a fair special for this weekend. It's only $10 for 10 minutes worth of readings, and I hope you can come. Anyway, we have a wonderful gentleman named Scott Mowry. He's also attending the UFO Fest this weekend. Scott, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, Ted.
Hey, Scott, I'm so glad we connected. I sent you an email a couple days ago, and I'm glad you could get back to me. I'll tell you a little bit, tell my listeners a little bit about your work. You are Miracles, called Miracles and Inspiration. You're a multi-documentaries director and producer, and you also speak weekly at the Triad Theater in Yelm, Washington, on world events. And you're always – I've attended your lectures before, Scott, and you always have some fascinating things to say, things that you don't hear on the main media. So anyway, Scott, with that, thank you for coming on my show today. I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Ted. It's a pleasure to be with you. Yes, I am a researcher, a writer, investigative journalist, and my area of expertise is researching world history, alternative news, and I really try to stay on top of the latest news. So I do a weekly brand new presentation, 3 hours every week here at the Triad Theater in Yelm, and I hope people will come and see me at the UFO Festival. I have a absolutely fantastic presentation that will I'll be doing at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday night, and this presentation is entitled "The Truth Shall Set You Free: The Greatest Story in the History of the World Is Happening Right Now."
Wow, that's amazing! That's amazing, Scott. What a cool title. Well, tell me what's the most amazing story happening now? I'd love to have some details.
Well, what I'm going to talk about is I'm going to give probably a very alternative world history view.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about the importance of our founding fathers, what America, the role America plays right now, the emergence of some very interesting men and beings that showed up to help America come into fruition. It was the long-range plan of a brilliant man named Sir Francis Bacon. I'm going to talk about the origins of that, and there's other people and characters that come along to assist our founding fathers. But I'm going to go back through that history, and I'm going to take you all the way up to 2019 and where we're at right now. Ted,
okay.
There are so many things happening right now that are so amazing. We are seeing the most incredible historical events now are happening by the week, Ted. I mean, I'm talking about just absolutely amazing history is being written right now, Ted. And I'm going to show you all the amazing things that have happened, not only over the past, but this year. We are seeing incredible things happening this year in our country, in our world, that are absolutely the best we've ever seen. So I'll go through all those details and give you some real perspective. I'll talk about the presidency of Donald Trump. I'll talk about the role of our military right now. It'll be a very fascinating 2 hours.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait. Well, tell us a little bit. We've got about 35, 40 minutes. So you can cram in, 10,000 years of world history into or less. please go ahead. I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Well, the world is changing now so dramatically. There are so many events that have been in motion, and these are events that have been long planned. I mean, we're talking hundreds of years that are now coming into being. And these have been set in motion by people who had this incredible vision for a country that would be the bastion of freedom for all the world to model itself after. And what you're seeing right now, Ted, in the world is a global revolution is taking place. And it is happening in country after country after country. And unfortunately, the media right now, the mainstream media, is the worst it's ever been. The propaganda, the lies, the disinformation is at an all-time high. And you're being left out of the greatest story unfolding right now because of all of this propaganda. So I'm going to try and set the record straight on all of this.
When you say you're being left out, does that apply to Americans, Canadians, Mexicans, everybody around the world in the same boat? Pretty much the media is all controlled, or are there some countries where you get more information?
I would say pretty much in all countries at this time, the media has been controlled. And the reason, Ted, the disinformation is so high right now is because the propaganda media is about ready to collapse.
Wow.
We are on the verge of seeing, Ted, a massive disclosure take place of the truth, of the origins of the human race, of who and what and where and why this control system of propaganda has been in place.
Right.
And the dam, the dam is about ready to burst, and it's going to be a flooding of truth, disclosure, and just amazing information that is going to come out that is going to absolutely transform the entire world. And we are literally on the doorstep of this incredible release of truth. And it is going to change your life, Ted, my life, your family, your friends, everybody on the planet is going to be affected by the release of this information that's coming out. And I'm going to give you kind of a preview of all of that coming up on Saturday night, but I do this on a weekly basis, so I've been researching this and following this for a good 12 to 15 years now, and I've had the benefit of connecting with some very good sources that some of this information comes from, and I'll be giving you a sort of a blow-by-blow description of what has been happening, and as I said, since the election of Donald Trump, the amount of truth and disclosure that's come out is simply incomparable to any other time in the history of America. And it's only going to increase. And it's about ready to go absolutely nuclear here in the very short time. And the amazing things that are going to come out are going to just blow people's minds.
Could you give us some examples briefly?
Sure. I think we're going to see the truth about what and who and why the U.S. government has been controlled for such a long period of time. And there's been a cabal in charge of our government, our media. You're going to see disclosures of amazing revelations about the real foundation of our government and the what I call the deep state. That is all going to be exposed like we've never seen before. Thank goodness we've had a mysterious figure emerge from the shadows to give us a behind-the-scenes description like we've never had before, and that is QAnon, who has appeared beginning on October 28, 2017, and has been providing us with absolutely just amazing details about what is really happening with our government, our president, our constitution, and our very republic. And when I say our republic, Ted, I'm talking about our original organic constitutional republic, which is now piece by piece being reborn and brought back and is going to be revealed to the people here in the not-too-distant future. It is such an exciting time right now to be here on Earth in the year 2019. We've never been in times like this. This is clearly the most incredible time in the history of the world right now. It's happening right now.
Amazing. Do you think I know in the Secret Space Program they have med beds which are able to cure cancer, regenerate limbs, growth, eyesight, all kinds of wonderful things. Do you think that kind of technology for the health of humanity on the planet will finally be released to all of us here on the planet Earth?
Ted, I can confirm to you it definitely will be released to the people. In fact, amazing technology is going to come out that is going to be revolutionary in transportation, in all kinds of technology, medical care, communication, travel, will you be able to actually go into space? All these kinds of things that have been held back. And by the way, Ted, you've interviewed enough people, and you know this, that this technology already exists. It's just been held from the people. And we don't need to invent it. We don't need to get it from extraterrestrials. We already have it. It's just been withheld from the people so that this elite group of world controllers, who are basically the elite families of the world, and their men and their supporters can control humanity. And now the control system is being dismantled piece by piece as we speak right now. And there are some absolutely amazing disclosures about how this is being done that have been coming out. And what I try and do, Ted, is decode all of this, connect the dots, and show you with real evidence, real proof of how this is happening. And the story, as I said, is so amazing. It's so out of this world, so to speak, that people are missing out because the country has been put into a state of division and of political upheaval. But this is part and parcel of the collapse of the old paradigm that you're seeing right now. And this new one that is emerging is going to be, you know, some people describe it as the golden age, which is basically beginning now to unfold. Right. But we've got to go through this period of transition, and which is where we're at right now. But the most amazing world is coming right behind this new paradigm. Behind the old paradigm is now emerging, and it is going to be absolutely glorious, what the world is going to change into. And this is being mandated by high-level U.S. military intelligence, and all the countries of the world have gotten behind this now. We are about to see these transformations take place. But first, a lot of revelations of truth have to start coming out. And my high-level sources have told me, I have very good sources, that they have prepared 40 hours of educational material that will be made available to the people on television and the internet to reveal the truth to the people. Now, I don't know when this will actually happen, but this is what's been planned. And this is law long been rumored, but we are really now in the times of great, fantastic changes.
One of the things, Scott, that Nostradamus told me several years ago is that government in the future, especially here in the United States, will be a lot smaller because people will know how to act and how to treat each other with kindness and love and care. Mm-hmm. And you won't need to have all these laws and regulations to regulate people's behavior because people will know how to act with one another. They'll be in a higher vibration. They'll also communicate telepathically, and language will become secondary. And if someone is trying, for example, to lie to you or cheat you or do something negative to you, you'll know it. You'll just be able to read their mind instantaneously, and negative entities won't be able to get away with anything at all. And he also, Nostradamus also told me, he said that he saw government will still be there, but it'll be a lot smaller, and its primary task will be to deal with extraterrestrial civilizations off this planet. That was an interesting take, and I wanted to share that with you.
Right, and I agree with what you're saying, and I can tell you how it's going to be done. We're going to go back to our original restored republic, and what do I mean by a republic?
Uh-huh.
A constitutional republic is a small form of government with a republic is based on the rule of law. What we have now is this quasi-Roman civil law, which they call a democracy, which has millions of laws on the books. It's all meant to control people and to prevent people from truly living out their full potential. And so going back to a republic, a constitutional republic, means a lot less laws, and you're exactly right, a lot smaller size of a government. Mm-hmm. And that will allow people to really experience true freedom. And this is coming, and it's happening right now. It's being reborn. Our republic is being reborn right now. It's happening right now before our very eyes. And I will show you all the evidence of this happening. But a series of major events have been happening one by one by one. And you're not being told anywhere near the truth in the media. In fact, they're giving you just the opposite. They're giving you disinformation. So I'm going to try and set the record straight here with my presentation. And I do this every week, of course, at my live event. And I also do a national teleconference call every Sunday night. So this is such an amazing story, and I'm just mortified that more people do not know about this and are not being informed and are being disinformed of this just incredible, amazing story that is unfolding right now here in America and across the world. It is, my hope, Ted, is that someday they're going to make a movie about these times, because it is going to be one of the greatest stories to ever have been told. And I am absolutely excited and just amazed at what I'm seeing. Of course, I'm heavily involved in researching this on a daily basis.
Sure.
But the story that you're not being told is the greatest story in the history of the world that is happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. When do you see free energy coming about? And I ask that because I know there are technologies out there for it. That, for example, there was a fellow named Stan Meyer who in the early 1990s created a water car, Scott, that ran off hydrogen.
Yes.
And there was no pollution. He ended up actually getting murdered in the early 90s. Then the car disappeared. Do you think that technology be resurrected? And when do you think we'll see the end of oil as a fuel source?
Well, the end of oil will coincide with the end of the petrodollar.
Okay.
Petrodollar was created by Henry Kissinger in league with the Saudi Arabians, and that is now happening. I'm going to explain to you how this is happening.
But
my sources have told me that America will first transition to solar power first, because our entire world economy is based on oil. So you can't do it overnight. It's going to take a period of transition to go into this new paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we will see the introduction of free energy, but that's a ways down the road. While the global economy is basically set right, and there's something coming on board which a lot of people are talking about. It's called the quantum financial system, mm-hmm. based on quantum computers. Mm-hmm. And this is now being implemented as we speak. Mm-hmm. And when this will actually be revealed officially to the people, I don't know. But we are very close to that time frame. Now, mm-hmm. again, this global economy is very important now and will be for the foreseeable future until we make the transition into a barter-based system, which will eventually come on board sometime in the future. But for mm-hmm. now, we need to save the world and take the global economy, which is happening as we speak, away from these elite families that control the economic system through the Federal Reserve and other forces, the central bank system of the world. And this is being addressed right now, I can tell you, in a very direct way. And there is amazing stories that are coming out about how this is being done. And, in fact, we just had a huge event take place, which I will give you more details, that happened last Thursday, August the 22nd, I'll show you exactly what happened on that day. And other events that have happened throughout the last 2 years, two and a half years, which have been slowly but surely taking back the control of the global system away from these powerful, corrupt, elite families. Mm-hmm. And it is truly happening right now, Ted.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Amazing. I've talked many times with Zora and Billy Faye Woodward of the Hollow Earth about the currency reset. Mm-hmm. They said that's going to happen, the global reset of the currency. They said that that's the change is imminent. What do you see from your sources about that?
Well, I think that the global currency reset or the global reset will definitely happen. I do not have a time frame. I would mm-hmm. like to see some other things, for instance, the introduction possibly of a new U.S. dollar, which my sources are said is going to be called exactly that, the new U.S. dollar. It will not have the Federal Reserve on the bills at all. There'll be new money that will be released to the people, along with this new quantum financial system, which will be based on real, tangible value to our monetary system, not this fake, phony fiat money. That has no value whatsoever except the illusion of what the people think it has.
Right.
We're going to go to a real, tangible value system based on the gold standard or other precious metal combination thereof. Mm-hmm. And that is going to take place. It already is happening. I'm anticipating, Ted, it could happen sometime this year, before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Or if not into 2020, definitely by 2020 it will happen.
Okay.
And as far as the currency reset, I'm very hesitant to name any, to put my stock in any dates or anything, but
sure.
I think it's very, very close.
Sure.
But as I said, I think a few more important events have to take place, like the revelations of evidence, which is about to drop through a series of disclosures, what they're calling declass, the declassification. Uh-huh. President Trump has ordered a declassification. It's coming out through a man named John Durham, and, of course, the Attorney General, William Barr. John Durham was a man hired by William Barr to investigate the coup of the presidency of the United States. So what's mm-hmm. coming out is just yesterday, a report came out on former FBI Director James Comey, which we've been anticipating. Next to come is the declassification. And then you're going to see something called the Office of Inspector General report on the FISA, abuse of the FISA court. As I said, there's a special investigation going on by a man, a special prosecutor named John Durham. There's mm-hmm. also another man named John Huber out in Utah who's been filing sealed indictments, which are now over 112,000 sealed indictments.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't know the names on those indictments, but some of them have been unsealed. which included Keith Rainier of the Nexium cult, Allison Mack connected to that, and of course the big one was Jeffrey Epstein, who recently the news reported committed suicide in his prison cell, but I'm not buying into any of that, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you about Mr. Epstein. He did a lot of bad things, but toward the end, he established a foundation, was trying to actually give the money to charities and tries to do some good things. But I think he was a liability to the cabal, and if he talked, they would definitely be harmed by that. But do you think they staged his death so that they took him off somewhere? Or what do you think really happened, Scott?
Well, first of all, I know absolutely for sure he did not commit suicide. That Q basically confirmed that. QAnon confirmed that in July.
Right.
So then that leaves two other possibilities. He was either murdered in prison,
right?
Which the autopsy is, which has been revealed so far, even Epstein's own, Jeffrey Epstein's own lawyers are saying it's the official version of the autopsy of a suicide does not make any sense, and they're questioning it. Or the third possibility is that his death was faked and he was removed from the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York, which I think there is evidence to suggest that the White Hat, the U.S. military, went in because he's such a valuable witness. He's probably one of the biggest government insiders that knows what's going on that the U.S. government has ever arrested. And I think there's a strong possibility, although admittedly the evidence is not emerged yet, that he was actually removed from that federal, that New York jail, and he is now in protective custody, as they say, or witness protection program. I don't know where, I don't know necessarily how this took place, but I think it was a military operation to remove him because of his value to the disclosure of the truth. Jeffrey Epstein was hired by the Mossad. He was given $2 billion, according to Field McConnell, Abel Danger. He just revealed that recently, and he was told to infiltrate every single level of our government, and that's what he did. And he had quite an extensive operation ongoing. And I really think there's just too many details about his suicide that just simply don't make sense. And there's a lot that suggests that he was possibly put into witness protection, and because of his value as a witness. And I think that it would be foolish for the United States government and the military not to protect this guy and allow him to be murdered in prison.
Right.
And so I don't know, Ted, honestly, if this will ever come out, the real truth, because of the sensitivity of this information. But that's where I'm leaning towards at this time. But there's no question that he did not commit suicide. That is absolutely for sure.
Sure, right. I know there were pictures on the web here a few weeks ago, just after he passed, that they had side views of both Mr. Epstein and the and what he looked like in after his death in the jail, and there were clear differences in his nose and his chin, during the Kennedy assassination, we were told so many lies about what happened there, and so I think most Americans are pretty skeptical of any allegations that he actually passed away on his own volition in prison. That's obvious.
Yes.
I think something happened to him.
Too many inconsistencies. There's too many suspicious details about his death, about his admittance into the hospital the night of his death or the morning of his death. And you're right, the evidence is, and it gets, and here's the thing that you know that something is amiss. Every single day, some new detail emerges about, the cameras weren't functioning, the guards weren't on duty, they didn't have the right guards in place. I mean,
The guards fell asleep. I heard that story too.
Every single day, something new comes out that makes you go, oh, yeah, this is sounding really fishy. And I think the reason this is happening, Ted, is that the White Hat, the military, President Trump, all want the people to question this and start to get into the idea that there's something really big connected to Jeffrey Epstein, because this process began with the trial of El Chapo, the drug kingpin from Mexico, mm-hmm. who revealed a lot in court in New York City, which is having a ramification right now in the nation of Mexico as we speak, which then went to the NXIVM trial, which took place actually last year, and this was getting the people ready for the Jeffrey Epstein information to be revealed. It's been a step-by-step mm-hmm. process because the American people need to be prepared for what is coming out, the mm-hmm. explosiveness and the cataclysmic nature of these disclosures about who and what Jeffrey Epstein really was and who he was connected to. It's going to shock the entire nation. Mm. And this is going to be the way they disclose the truth to the people through these type of events that are happening mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. to give the people an understanding of how our world has really been controlled by a group of people that are deeply evil and very, very corrupt.
Well, Susan Miller, a wonderful astrologist, was on my show about 5 years ago, Scott, in April of 2014, and she said, I'll never forget what she said. She said this was a time of truth, that things that are true will show themselves to be true, but on the other hand, things that are false or made up of lies or falsehood will also be shown to be false or lies. And so this is coming out, and she said this time of truth will last for a very long time. Because also she said astrologically we are shifting now into the higher dimensions. And this is well before the Schumann residence started really spiraling upward in September of 2016. For the Schumann residence is a measure of the Earth's vibration. In September 2016, it doubled. And since that time, it's gone way over 1,000 hertz. It was at 7.8 hertz for thousands of years. I mean, and we're getting ready to shift into the fifth dimension. So it's just a matter of time. And when we do shift fully into the fifth dimension, the only thing – The currency of the fifth dimension is truth. What you see is what you get. There's no sense of hiding it from anything or lying about anything, because it's just not part of this new dimension. And part of this, all this disclosure is coming out. I think we've got a lot of challenges ahead of us, but I do see people making the right choices, Scott, that we will create a much better and happier planet at the end of the day.
Right. And Ted, I would maintain that this actually began on December 21st, 2012.
Okay.
A lot of people thought nothing happened on 2012. Nothing, no big deal.
Right.
The world
didn't
come to an end.
Right.
You know, the apocalypse did not happen. But actually, something big happened, and that was the vibration of the Earth shifted from slightly negative to slightly positive. Mm. And so in that process, it has triggered an awakening of humanity, because light is now pouring into the planet from the galactic center. And it's illuminating every dark corner. So no longer can you hide the truth and lie to the people, because there's so much light pouring into the planet. It's lighting up every dark corner. So you're correct in your assessment that the psychic level, the sort of cosmic level of the human consciousness is going to increase to the point where people will be unable to tell lies, because many people will be clairvoyant, intuitive, psychic, and they'll know a lie and they won't have to discern. They will just have this built-in ability due to the raising of the vibration of planet Earth, and which is affecting every living thing on the planet, particularly the people, because the people are creating this awakening by their demanding the truth, they're demanding freedom, they're demanding prosperity. They're tired of being lied to. They're tired of being controlled. And humanity is now demanding to be set free. And guess what? It's happening in country after country after country. The United Kingdom, France. It's happening in Italy, in Eastern Europe right now. And believe it or not, it even hit China right now. And I'm going to tell you that you're going to see the end of the Communist Chinese Party here. We are witnessing now the beginning of the end of the ruling Communist Party in China. It is now on notice that this is the end of the line for the Communist Party.
Within 2 years, my sources tell me that they'll be gone.
I think that's a pretty accurate assessment.
Within 2 years, yeah. There were some recent developments in China that were really good news. It happened about 4 weeks ago. I can't give too many details on the air, but my sources tell me that they are very good developments. A lot of negative entities are being removed from the Chinese government and from China. And
Trump is putting so much of focus and attention on the nation of China. They're incredibly corrupt. Mm-hmm. They're cheaters. You can't trust them. They want to create this totalitarian dictatorial style of government where they control everything they've got. Facial recognition cameras everywhere. They've got this new social system they want to install that tracks your every movement. But I can tell you from my sources, there are provinces within the southern part of China that are basically now throwing off communism altogether. Remember, China is a massive country, the biggest on earth, 1.6 billion people. Wow. It is not easy for a nation that size to control it.
So
you are
now seeing
the liberation of China happening, and Hong Kong is merely the tip of the spear right now because
it's true.
The people in Hong Kong, remember, they're used to having their freedom. And when Hong Kong was handed over from the British to the Chinese rule, the Chinese signed an agreement that they said they would keep Hong Kong autonomous. Remember, one country, two systems, and there was supposed to be a separate system, but they've for the city of Hong Kong, but they've already reneged on that. They've already gone back on that because you can't trust the Chinese the Chinese communists when they sign these agreements because they reneged on all of them. So President Donald Trump now is holding the Chinese feet to the fire, and he is brilliantly moving the chess pieces to the point where the Chinese government are going to be backed into a corner and will have no choice but to cooperate where the world is going. And this is why you're seeing all this talk about a Chinese trade deal and all of the trade talks that are going on and all of the big headlines, because you're literally seeing the White Hat backing the Chinese communist government into a corner and are about ready to gain their surrender.
My goodness, that's good news. That's good news, not only for the Chinese people, but for the world as well.
Absolutely.
You know, I firmly believe, Scott, in the inherent positive nature of humanity. And along with that, I think there's a lot of good people in China, too. But the government, like you said, is corrupt. But I don't think the government, as it's currently constituted in China, will survive the coming vibrational changes. They just won't be able to handle it. And I see China becoming a true democracy within a very short period of time.
I think actually, Ted, China is going to become a republic, just like the United States and like all countries. A democracy is defined as mob rule, the rule of the majority.
Right.
America was founded after the Revolutionary War to be a republic. And this is the really important distinction people need to make. A democracy is not what America was founded to be. It was to be a republic. And so I think what you're going to see, and I would not be surprised, Ted, to see China break up into several different countries.
Yeah, that'd be really amazing.
Just like
Scott,
what happened to the Soviet Union. The same thing.
Oh, sure, sure.
The same thing happened to the Soviet Union is going to happen to China.
Right. Wow, fascinating. We've got about 15 seconds left, Scott. Could you quickly give your website? And I want to thank you so much for coming on today, my friend.
My website is miraclesandinspiration.com. And
okay.
You can also find me on Facebook, Miracles and Inspiration News Update.
Okay.
And
all right, Scott, we have to go, my friend. But thank you so much for coming on today. And everyone, I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend. Thanks so much for listening to Out of This World Radio. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone.